Okay, so the topic I want to discuss is B'tikas Chametz. It's going to be very seen in the Machlokas Tosfos what the nature of the B'tika is. I have it here on the sheet. Rashi writes at the beginning of Pesachim that you do B'tika, Shalo Yavar Olav Al Yirah Val Yimotzeh. So B'tika is there to avoid the Isser D'oraisa of Al Yirah Val Yimotzeh. And Tosfos writes, he argues in Rashi, V'nir L'ri, T'avgav D'sagim V'tol V'alma Yichmiru Chametz Livzal Chametz L'varo Shalo Yavar Olav. So Tosfos thinks the Takana of B'tikas Chametz was there to ensure that people don't violate the Isser, the Kares of Achilas Chametz. So there are a number of nafkaminas that we discussed. One might be the Machlokas in the Gemara itself on Daf Dalet. If you have a home and you rent it to somebody and you Dalet, who's obligated to do the bedikah? Is it the socher or the masker? So the Gemara says in the third Makar, Bo, Minei, Mirav Nachman, Yitzchak, Hamasker, Baisa, Chavera, Bar Baasar, you rent a home on the 14th, Al Mi Livduk. And if you rented it before, so it's Pashut that the socher is Chayim. So the question is, if you rented it on the 14th, the Chiv kicked in on the masker, and then he rented it to the socher, Al mi livdok, al maski livdok, the chamira didehu, o dilma al socher livdok, the isura birshu zekai. So the Shaila of the Gemara might goof be this machlokas. You know, is it the chiyuv of the masker because he owns the chametz? He was his house until an hour ago. So he has his chametz there. Or al socher livdok, the isura birshu zekai, which could be understood as the isur achila, is going to be for him. If the chametz is lying around, he might eat it. And that's, you know, potentially how you could learn the Gemara. The Kovash Yurim didn't want to learn the Gemara that way, because how can it be the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and the Machlokas in the Gemara? It didn't fit with his understanding. So he, in source number four, you know, Kasha, the Perish Rashi, time at the Vedika Mishu Bal Yirayim, came Pshita Dal Masker. If it's Al Spal Yirayim, so it's the Chametz of the Masker, so he should be Chai. But well, that's the Tosfos, the time, who Mishum Takala, if you're worried about Shem Yochel, according to Tosfos, Al Asokar lives up, so he's around, the Asokar is living in the house, so he's going to eat the Cheerios that are left by the Masker. So then he has a creative interpretation where he wants to argue that both for Rashi and for Tosfos you can understand the Gemara. And as he do that, he explains Vishlomar that that's Rashi, Lafi Mashakasa Vagra, Lachomish al Yisrael, Akal, Ovrin, Olav, Valira. The Gra is Mdaik in Rashi that if there's Chametz of another Jew in your house, you're in violation of Valira. So the Socher, now it's his house, and he has Chametz of the Maskir. So he should be chayiv to do bedika because of Bal Yiraya, because he'll violate Bal Yiraya, because it's true that chametz is owned by the masker. That's one side of the masker, but the side of the gemara that the socher should do it, it's on his chametz. No, but it's a chametz of Yisrael. So you're in violation if a chametz of another Jew is in your rishus. So that's how he would understand the suffix of the gemara. On one hand, the masker owns the chametz. On the other hand, the socher has the chametz in his rishus. And so look at the lashon of the Gemara, the Yisur b'Rishu Sekai, in his Rishus. For Tosfos, he also likewise tries to explain the Safek of the Gemara. If you skip down, the Perish of Tosfos, four lines to the bottom, Yisafarish the Yibaya, the Afta Tam Yishum Shal Yavol Ochlo, it's true the Chashash Hashem Yochel, so the Socher is around, he might eat, so what's the Sa'ad the Masker should have to check? L'hacha kvar chal chiyuv b'dika b'tchilos Yidal al HaMasker, since the chiyuv was chal at the beginning of Yidal, or L'Abasar, he rented it, at 10 o'clock at night. Already by Tzeza Kochavim, by Shkia, the Chiyov of Digas Chametz kicked in. So Mela, that's the Safek Gemara. Should I say the Socher should be Bodek because he's around, he might eat it? Or no, the Masker should be Bodek because the Chiyov was Chal. Once it's Chal, it remains with him. So that's how the Kovish Urim tries to get out of the Pashut of the Gemara, that the Machlokas is really a Machlokas of Bal Yirah versus Shem Yochel. Socher Shem Yochel, and if you hold Maskir, it's a function of Bal Yirah. Yes?
In general, in Sakh Halakha, sometimes we have Machlokot and Mishnah, because one of them passings like one day on the Gemara, the other passings like the other day on the Gemara, why is it not like compelling Rashi?
I agree. In some yeshivas, I'll tell you that it's totally fine. That if I care, this question is so central. It's not only the Rishonim debate it; it's even debated in the Gemara. It just, if it's a machlokas, You know, it doesn't sound like that from Rashi and Fatos. They don't say, oh, we pass on like the Lishna Kama or the Lishna Basra. There's a conclusion in the Gemara, Socha Maskir, and Rashi and Fatos has to fit with that conclusion. Meaning, so that's why in some yeshivas, the standard pshat is it can't be the same machlokas, because we pass on either Socha or Maskir, and both Rashi and Fatos agree to that. It's not like they're arguing about this issue. But like I said, in some yeshivas, they'll tell you, no, this shows that this question is so central that you can be seen in various stages and various levels of the Mufarshim, starting from the, you know, even from the Psukim, let's say, or the Mishnayot, the Gemaras, Shon, Achronim, and it's quite a methodological question. It's an important question. But the Rav Chanan wasn't comfortable with it. Another question that might be telling this Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is the question of what you're looking for. You have to do B'dikas Chametz, but what are you looking for? So the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Vav on Beis that pirurim are not chashivi, and it seems like you're not really looking for pirurim. And there's a question: is that just pirurim? Let's say it's less than a kazayis. Is that also like a pirurim? But at the very least, pirurim are not chashivi. So presumably, for Rashi, that the question of bedika is a question of bal yirai. So you wouldn't need to look for pirurim because there's no bal yirai by pirurim. That's the Machlokas Achronim. The Chayadam writes in Klal Kuf Yutes that Hitzrichu Chachamim Livdok Bechorim Tztakim, the Afagav the Bechorim Tztakim Ein Lachosh Ela Lachametz Kol Shehu Kigon Pirurin. What are you going to find in the cracks? You're going to find Pirurin. Upirurin Mele Betele Veino Over Bishum Ofen. There's no Bal Yiraya. Mikolmakom Ichshasha Hashem Yavu Laochlo Tzarek Levayr Afilu Kol Shehu. So the Chayam says, I'm a Tosus man. Shami Ochal. So there might be a Cheerio, you know, somewhere. It's Pachas B'Kazayis, but there might be something that there's no Bal Yira on. And yet there's still a Chiyuv. And that's based on a Riaz, according to Shilta Giborim. If you look in the brackets here, it says Prichadash is Cholik. So I don't have it on the sheet, but I'll read the Lashon of the Prichadash in Tuf Mem Dalid of Piruri in Zerach Levaran, Kedimim Peba Ka'ama. Pirurin ain't tzarich levaran. Excuse me. Pirchadish explicitly, there's no chiyuv to look after pirurin. So it's a machlokes. This machlokes, do you have to check after pirurin? Might be telling Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, not because there's no bal yirai. And for Tosfos, Shami Yochal, you might still want to eat the pirur. Certainly, if it's, you know, like a Cheerio, where it might be more, you know, enticing. It's not a pirur. I don't know. It could be l'chashiv. It means you're not going to eat it. Also, but it's a nice, you know, pirur. The seder. Another nafkamina, which I didn't have room on the sheet to put on, but the Mishnah on the Yud Amud Beis discusses the time of Dikl, discusses this a little bit later. It's actually a little bit, it's found later on the second side of the sheet. If you look at last nafkamina, the second side, Rav Yehuda Omer, Botkin Or Arbaasar, Vavasar, Vashachris, Vashas Pior. So Yehuda thinks you have to check three times. It's the pshat of the Mishnah. And Chachamim say, no, you check at night. If not, you check in the morning. If not, you check when? B'sol chamoy. What's b'sol chamoy? So Rashi says b'sol chamoy means in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. B'sol chamoy. Excuse me, the sixth hour. And yivdok achramoy means the afternoon. You're checking the sixth hour, you're checking in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Tosfos there argues, if you have the Tosfos, again, I don't have it in the sheet, you can look in your Gemara, Tosfos there writes, Demaschil v'im lo badak, Pesha kuntus b'shash shishis, v'kasha de Rav Yehuda, kari le shah spiur, v'la mashina l'shono, v'la v'toch ha-moed, haynu m'tchila sheva ad sofa Pesach, v'toch ha-moed means you didn't check before Pesach, on chol ha-moed, you check. You can even check after Pesach. If you came home, you couldn't check before Pesach, you couldn't check on Pesach, you came home after Pesach, you still check. Why do you check after Pesach? You want to make sure there's no chametz of our Alva Pesach. Rashi didn't learn that way. Why not? It says Tosfos, Rashi Lorotzel Farish came. If Nesha Pirish be Mishnah, the Botin Shalayavar Babal Yerah. According to Rashi, you're checking because of Bal Yerah. So there's no point in checking after Pesach. There's no Bal Yerah after Pesach. If it's a Chash of Shema Yochal, so even after Pesach, there's a din of Shalo Yochal Chomech of our Alava Pesach. So that's what I'm pointing out. It's for Rashi and Tosfos that Rashi, who learned that it's Al Bal Yerah, couldn't explain that there's a Bedika after Pesach. Because the whole point of Vedika is Shishu Bal Yerah. Whereas Tosfos, who says the Shema Yochal, so it applies after Pesach, it applies on Pesach. Even for Rashi, on Pesach is tricky, because on Pesach, if you check, you might come to eat it, etc. But that's part of that sugi over there. But either way, Rashi, because he holds Bal Yerah, Vedika is because of Bal Yerah, he holds there's no Vedika, the Makom, that there's no Bal Yerah, namely after Pesach.
And there'd be no bracha, even if you're talking about
an
Erev.
I'm not sure I understand.
The Rashi says that every single stage in that Mishnah, you know, that is that they're all happening actually before Pesach actually
starts. Right.
There'd be no bracha in the last of those stages.
Why not?
I'm asking.
I think they would. They might be a bracha.
Probably a bracha.
Yeah. Because there's no Bal Yerah. Even though there's Isra Chometz Erev Pesach, Bal Yerah only starts on Pesach itself.
That's interesting. That's the
Oh, yeah. So you're saying so.
So probably he might be holding along the lines of Tosfos, more likely than in terms of the actual timing.
So why do you say that? You're saying since there's no bracha, so because after Pesach you're saying there's no, there's clearly no bracha.
If the Rambam held like Rashi, that
so there should be a bracha.
All of these are before Pesach.
Right. I hear you saying 100%. Oh. And lastly, there's an interesting question. According to Rashi, Rashi says you check, so you don't do Bal Yerah. But let's say you checked, and there was something you didn't catch. There was a Cheerio under the, there was a, you know, a roll under the sofa. So, did you violate Bal Yerah? From Rashi, it sounds like not. You check, so you shouldn't violate Bal Yerah. Assuming, again, you could say, well, so you'll catch it. If you didn't catch it, you still violate it. But I think the pshat in Rashi is that you check, so you don't violate it. That means if you found it, you also don't violate Bal Yerah. So why is that? So look at the Ran in source number 7. Alma the Vedika Nami Deraisihi, Kosher Badak Minatara Enotzak Levata, Hilkach Shapir Ikalomemer, the Vedika Asi Kadesh Leavor Allah Bal Yerah. So the Ran says like Rashi, Vedika says you don't violate Bal Yerah. And you check, because if you check, you're Pater. Now, why your Pater? Is Lonin the Torah Lamachan Ashares or something like Chazakos. Or it's Chomech Eno Yadua, once you checked, it's considered like Chomech Eno Yadua. And if you could check and you don't, it's Yadua, you have to check. But if you checked and you couldn't find it, so that Chomech is not Bal Yamatze. It's not the. But there is a day in the Rishon in the Shabir Aleke, and the Torah holds this way also, that holds that if you checked and you didn't find, and then you find it later, you're in violation of Al Yerah. You're in violation, you were honest, but you're in violation of Al Yerah. This is the Shubhah Leket, source number 8. In Bodak Vlobitel, it's a Samoy, Mina Ayin. Are you over Bal Yerah al Samoy? You're talking over. So, Tosus could hold this way. I mean, he doesn't have to hold this way. Tosus could hold this way, right? Rashi says you're checking so you don't violate Bal Yerah. It sounds like checking absolves you of Bal Yerah, assuming that it absolves you even if you didn't find it. Again, you could learn Rashi is Lavdafka, that Rashi is saying that. It absolves you if you found it, but if you didn't find it, you're taka over. But the Pashup Shad is in Rashi, is that you check. Once you check, you're Pater. Tosfos doesn't have to say that. Tosfos could say, theoretically, like this Deya, of the Shibuya Lakit of the Tour, that even if you check, if you have Chometz, you're in violation of Bal Yerah, at the end of the day, you're owning the Chometz on Pesach. Okay, so all this was just in terms of this Nafkamidas of Macholkas between Rashi and Tosfos. Of why you're checking, is it mishum shem yochal or is it mishum shalolav or olav val yirah val yimot? What I really want to analyze is what is the nature of this din of b'dikas chametz. Both for Rashi and for Tosfos, how do you define it? What are we trying to do? B'dikas chametz is a takana. It's a gezeira. It's there to avoid a problem. We have the problem of Shemayahu, we have the problem of, you know, Bal Yiraya. It's some type of gezerah. The question is it possible that Bedika has a kiyum? Bedika is really what the Torah wants of us, not just as a way of avoiding some pitfall of Shema Yochal, avoiding a pitfall of Bal Yiraya. Maybe there's like a kiyum of Bedikas Chametz. Let me explain what I mean. The Meiri here writes, Afal Pisha Dayel Bittel. Really, as soon as you bittel, you got rid of all your chametz. So there's no problem. That's a way of getting rid of the chametz. It's not yours. The ikar inyan, he doesn't explain what he means. It's like the ratzon atara is to do bedika and to do biur. The Torah wants us to get rid of our chametz. Sounds like from the Meiri that there's some type of a kiyum of getting rid of chametz. Not if you did it. Bittul, so you don't have any chametz. So you like, okay. There's nothing for you to do. But that's not what the Torah wanted. The Torah wanted you to destroy, to check, to bedika, and to do biur of the chametz. What exactly does that mean? Let's try to figure that out a little bit. So, just in terms of the chumrah of this mitzvah, is this a mitzvah d'rabbanan or a mitzvah d'oraisa? What would I ask? What would you tell me if I asked you? Yeah, it's in the Rabbanan. It's because they're Hashem, it's in the Rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara seems to indicate on Daf Dalam Beis. Came into Vedikas Chametz Drabbanan. Derais a Bittul Amasagi. So if you did Bittul, Vedikas only Drabbanan. Never a minimum Drabbanan, Drabbanan. Now, without Bittul, it could be Derais, it sounds like. The Gemara says, like, if you did Bittul, Vedikas only Drabbanan. If you didn't do Bittul, maybe it's Derais. And that's what it sounds like. And the Tzavos Paneach on the Rambam, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah of divrei sofrim to bedikas chametz. Tzavos Paneach makes this point. He says the Rogat Shavar of a zerakim bitel, of a lo bitel tzarech chibus min haTorah. And he quotes the Ran, and then it's interesting. He quotes like you know Kedarko, various halachas that you know seemingly unrelated, but he tries to find the common thread. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. There's a mitzvah to be bodek achar to mechapis achar of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah everywhere if you have it in your hands. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to search for it. So it says you have to like search for the chametz. And then he quotes it's the first line, then towards end the first line, source 11. Ayim Ashkaz Rabbeinu Le'el Hilchas Avodah Zarah Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. The Eretz Yisrael Tzarek Chipus Achar Avodah Zarah.
That's what they're asking. What's the deal with chametz that has this being a fatika? None of the other.
Well, Machal Sasuras. But Machal Sasuras, we don't have it. But you're saying this is a precedent. That's what he's saying. This is a din. It's a din in the Gemara.
But this question's not that big. But there are other
bedikas. Right. There are other things that we should look after. There is a mitzvah of biur of Arazara. And bedika achar, chipus achar, in Eretz Yisrael. And then he quotes other halachas. V'ayin v'bakama daf pebeiz gabi tfila. V'vore dekeven te'im yesh chatzitza lohavya tfila tzarech min haTorah iyun. There's a chi of iyun before a person goes to mikvah. So they have a chiyuv to look at their body to make sure there's no chatzitza. Shelo yadavar chotzer. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. V'chein muach mehad chulin daf yudzayin gavi bedika sakin. When you shech the animal, you have to make sure that there are no nicks in the knife. So there's a chiyuv bedika. So he's assuming that's like a chiyuv d'oraisa. Dezem min haTorah. And then he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim a paraduma. So he's giving precedent for a chiyuv iyun min haTorah. So if you have a chiyuv to check your knife and you have a chiyuv to check your body, so maybe a chiyuv check your house. You're not supposed to have chametz and a chiyuv check your house. So this is a din d'oraisa. Now, the way that Tzavos Paneach is presenting it is that there's a kiyum d'oraisa, but it doesn't sound like it's like a mitzvah. You know, is it a mitzvah to check your knife? Is it a mitzvah to check your body? You don't say a bracha before you look at your body. It's like a hechsher. You want the tefillah to work. It's not going to work if it's a chatzitza. You have to check if it's a chatzitza. You don't want to eat bugs, so you have to check your lettuce. If you don't check your lettuce, you'll eat bugs. So it doesn't sound like it's a mitzvah to check your lettuce. It's like a chiyuv v'dika. Here, what's interesting, that's one level. So it could be there's a chiyuv v'dika d'oraisa, and he finds like, you know, precedent for it. But what I found interesting is there's a fascinating Yerushalmi that sounds like there's a kiyum of shmira. Look at the Yerushalmi, Shem Shemar 12, chsiv v'shamartem es hamatzos. Ki v'etzem yazeh hotzeis v'sechem eretz Yisrael, Rishon Bavarsa L'chodesh B'erev Tofu Matzus V'gomer. Ma Anan Kayamin Im Achilas Matzah Kfar Ksiv Shivas Yam Matzus Tochelu. What are you being shomer? So if you're talking about the Shmiras Matzus, it says Shivas Yamim. V'im Lomar B'tchila V'arbazar Ksiv Ad Yom Echad V'es Shem L'chodesh. It says for 7 days you have to have Matzus. You have to eat matzahs and have Pesach for 7 days, and the day before you have to do biur chametz. And it seems like the biur is, the Rishon is talking about the bedika. The bedika is very beginning of the biur. That's why we say the bracha al biur chametz. So the day before Pesach, you have to be shomer from chametz, and then for 7 days we experience that. So you're shomer and you're mevar the chametz, and then for 7 days we have a chametz free environment. So it sounds like to me that the Yerushalmi is telling us there's a kiyum of how do you have Pesach that's chametz free? You do it by destroying the chametz, which is like pashut. There's the mitzvah of pure chametz. But he's the Yerushalmi is saying that's part of the din of shamartem es hamatzos. That to be shomer the matzos, you have to get rid of all the chametz before. So it sounds like it's a kiyum d'oraisa. It's like the preparation for Pesach. We're all into preparation. It's the biggest, you know, yontif that requires preparation. It could be there's a kiyum of Pesach of shmiras hamatzos is to get rid of the chametz, which begins with searching after it on leil arbasar. So that sounds even more like a kiyum. It's not just a way of like, oh, you have to check the knife because if you don't, if the knife isn't glot, so then the shkita won't be good. You have to check your lettuce. If you don't check your lettuce, you'll violate the iser of toloi. Here it seems like there's a kiyum. The way in which we keep Pesach 100% Pesach dik is by doing biur, which includes, according to Yerushalmi, also the bedika, because the bedika is the beginning of the biur.
This doesn't connect. This seems like a special din that the Yerushalmi is discussing in the context of Shmata and Matzot, which would be the Torah's, would be the makor.
Right.
Is there such a makor for the Sakin, for the woman?
I don't think so. I think by those, it's just common sense. If the tefillah only works if there's no chatzitza, so you have to make sure there's no chatzitza. It's a prerequisite, right? It's a hechsher. Here it's a kiyum. That's exactly the point of Raita Nick, 100%.
More, it's less concrete.
Right. This is a concrete prerequisite, not just prerequisite, but it's a kiyum.
Yeah.
Exactly, 100%. Now, this idea is also apparent in the Yerushalmi in regards to the time of the bedika. We know that the bedika has to be done or la basar. Why would the Misakin do it then? Why not in the morning of the Yadalit? So the Gemara says, Misakin Misakin, the Talid, check the morning of Yudalit. Your Messiah can do it earlier at night because people are home and it's easier to check because when the light of the candle illuminates the room, you can notice the nooks and crannies, etc. But the Yerushalmi there has a different day. The first day is like the Bavli, Lama Belaila, says the Yerushalmi, Amar Vyose, She'en Bedika, Haner Yafe, Ela Belaila. Okay, that's like the Bavli. Then Rav Mana has a different shot. Rav Mana says, "La Omer Kain, Ushamartem es Yom Azel Darasechem Chukas Olam Ase Shiva Yom VaLaila Mishumarim VYaschil Ase Shea Yom VaLaila Mishumarim." We want this day to be shamur. The night and day of Yudalit should be shamur. So we check in the morning; it's not enough. You want the night and the day, the whole day, 24 hours before Pesach should be shamur from chametz. You should be getting rid of the chametz at that point. And then the Yerushalmi has a kasha of Yaskel Yudgimel. If you want the whole 24 hours, start on Yudgimel. You should do B'dikas Chametz at the end of Yudgimel, so you'll have a whole Yudalit. And then the Yerushalmi says, oh, then we'd have to do it, in Lever So if you do it from Rosh Chodesh. But the idea is that you want the full day to be Shomer. And it's actually interesting that the Yerushalmi point out that the B'dikas Chametz is oral Yudalit. Usually mitzvahs that apply at night, they apply all night, equally. Maybe there's a concept of Zrizim, you do it earlier, but they apply all night. But here, the Ravid says, oral Yudalit, derive it on the riff at the beginning. The mitzvah is to do it at the beginning of the night. And the post can bring down the halacha that it's not just din of zrizin makdimim, but there's a special mitzvah to do it oral yudalit. Some post can say you should start during shkia, before it says. It's a mitzvah to be done at the beginning of the evening, which is very unique. There are almost no mitzvahs like that. Sfiras Omer, according to some Rishonim, is like that. You have to do sfir at the beginning of the night, tamimos. But that's very unique. And most people aren't makbid. Most people dive in 10 o'clock, they say stress on, but they don't do it mamish at, you know, at seis. But here, the mitzvah is to start at the beginning of your dalet, early dalet, to do bedikah. Why? Maybe because there's a kiyum. Maybe because we're not just trying to check, you know, because we're worried about Bal Yerai, or worried about Shani Yochal, but maybe there's actual kiyum, like the Yerushalmi says, of Hayom V'alayla Mishumarim.
So it's like being osek,
Exactly. And this idea is also apparent in the Gemara on Daf Zayin, where the Gemara discusses the source for using Or HaNer, why dafka with the candle. So the Gemara says, "Nani mili amar chista lamanu mitziyam 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 mechipus 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 mineros mineros miner." You learn from a pasuk that you should use a ner. And then the Gemara says, "Tanis b'Rei Shmuel." So it's interesting the way the formulation, the Rav Chista sounds like it's a gzer shava. The Tanya Dvar Yishmael says it's a zecher l'davar. The question is this really a limur? Is this a dindoraisa? Is it an asmachta? Some of them say, of course it's an asmachta. The whole din's dindorabanan, it's all an asmachta. But there are Rishonim who write, the Ran writes, that maybe it's doraisa. That you need, and this actually has ramifications, the minhag in America, based on Ramosha, is to use a panas, to use a flashlight. Because the whole point is to make it easy to check, and it's much easier to check with, you're not going to be nervous, you're going to, you know, light your couch on fire if you're looking under your couch with a candle. But there are poskim. I heard that Rav Gusman was makbid to use a candle, he said it's a gzera shava. And Rav Avadia Lahalacha is also not so into using a panas, he thinks that maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. But like I said, in America, the minhag is to use a panas, to use a flashlight. The question is, what are we trying to do? That might be a shaila, had to look at a ner. Is a panas a ner? It could be a different kind of shaila. But it also might be telling you in whether or not this is practical. If it's practical, so whatever's easier, use a flashlight. It's better to use a flashlight. It's a hiddur. You'll be more ready to look in the nooks and crannies. If you say it's a kiyum, there might be a tzura of the mitzvah. The mitzvah has a certain tzura. You need to have yom v'layla mishumarim. And there's a tzura. Chazal said, based on the gzer shava, do it with a ner. Again, possibly. So you might say there's an actual kiyum. If there's a kiyum, it might be more likely to have a certain surah to it, and the surah might be with a ner dafka, which might be specifically a candle and not a flashlight.
This proof is based on the fact if there is actually any positive directives of how to go about doing bidika, it must be that there exists a kiyum.
Yeah, that's the assumption. I'm assuming that if there's a certain surah of the mitzvah, it's more mistaber that there's a kiyum. Whereas if it's gzeira, you know, so however you get rid of the chametz, whatever is easier, the flashlight is better. The Moshe says the flashlight is better because we're more. That's more pasha pshat. But the suggestion is that if there's a kiyum, maybe there's a certain surah, and maybe the surah is dafka with an air, like Chazal learned, at least according to Rav Chista, is a gzeira shava. Now you might argue that that's the difference between Rav Chista and Tanya Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel says it's a remez l'davar, zeichel l'davar. It's only a. But Rav Chista says it's a real limud, and the reason I think it's interesting is because the Mishnah I mentioned before speaks about Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda says you check three times. You check at night, and you check in the morning at 6 hours, and then you check in the afternoon. Now, Chachamim say, no, you check once. If you didn't check, then you'll check. If you didn't check at night, you'll check, you know, b'moed, or whatever that means, you know, or you check l'achar ha-moed. Again, Mechukos Rashitosus, like we mentioned. So if you look at the Gemara there, and so it's number 17, the third line. My time, the Rav Yehuda, why check three times? Chista, Rabbi Baruchuna, Amitavayu, Kineged Shalosh, Hashbasos, Shabbatara. Lo yira lecha chameitz, lo yira lecha soor, Shivas yamim, soor lo yamotze vateichem. Ach biyam rishon, tashbisu soor vateichem. So, Rav Chista is learning from Psukim that you have to check three times. Meisim Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Omer, So the Bavli basically rejects this possibility of three times. Even if Yehuda just says, if you didn't check, then you check a second time. Not that you have to check three times. You don't have to check three times. If Chista says, if Yehuda holds, have to check three times, and the Bavli rejects it. In the Yerushalmi, Rav Yehuda says you have to check three times. Look at verse number 18. The Tanin and Rav Yehuda Omer, Botin or Abasar, Uvar, Abasar, Shachris, Uvashas Abir. You have to check three times, and not just stam three times, three different times of the day. At night, in the morning, in the afternoon. There's like a surah of the day, just like, you know, eat, you know, three meals on Shabbos, you eat at night, you eat in the morning, you eat after. There's a certain surah how Shabbos has to be. There's a certain surah how Erev Pesach has to be. You have to have three checkings. Checking at night, the whole day has to be checked. The evening, the morning, and the afternoon. So I think that the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yerushalmi, according to Rav Chisda, is that there's a kiyum. The kiyum is that Yom Valayla is Mishumarim. You mainly have to check three times. And I think that might be, like I mentioned before, the difference between Rav Chisda's limud from Chippus and Metziah in contrast to Tanya Rabbi Yishmael. Tanya Rabbi Yishmael says, it's a remez al davar. It's a remez in Sunnah number 15. It's a remez you have to use a ner. But Rabbi Chisda is learning it as limud. It's a limud. And if you look at the Meshech Chochma, Shachachma, Sosh number 16 says that's Pshar of the Pasuk. Orly Matzav Atechem, Perish, the Ashkan Vichapes Vayimtsa. It's by Binyamin that they checked and they found. Hare Achay Achipus Mikri Mitzia. Kaomer in Tichapes Votimsa Sor, in Tichapes Votimsa Sor. If you check, you won't find. So the Torah says, Loya Matze, that means check. So the Chi of Vedika is Pshar of the Pasuk, according to the Meshachachma. That's Pshar of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loya Matze, that means check. That's what the Torah wants us to do. And like I said, according to Yerushalmi, could be what we're trying to do is create the concept of Shemartev Samatzos, that the day before Pesach we're preparing, we're getting rid of the Chametz. How do you get rid of it? You check, you burn, and according to Yehuda, you do that three times with a Nair, because we're trying to create a Kiyum here, not just a Gezerah of, you know, Shema Yochal or Shema Yavara Bal Yirah Bal Yamatzah, but there's actually a Kiyum in B'dikas Chametz. That's the suggestion.